Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The National Weather Service recently concluded its storm assessment in Bemidji. While any specific tornado tracks weren't clearly identified, straight-line winds were estimated at 90 to 120 miles per hour. Mayor George Prince says that when he first saw the destruction early Saturday.
Honestly, as I was seeing that type of destruction, my first thought was how many people died tonight. And to be sitting here now and realize that, at least to the best of our knowledge, nobody lost their life in that storm is a miracle.
A 10-mile-wide swath of damage was observed across southern Beltrami County. The most intense damage was east of the south end of Lake Bemidji. Today is the one-year anniversary of the breach of the Rapidan Dam in south-central Minnesota near Mankato. The floodwaters on the Blue Earth River caused a partial dam failure last June 24th. The torrent swept away an electrical substation and undercut the river's west bank to the point where the nearby Hershka family home fell into the water. County officials purchased a neighboring dam store and removed it to prevent more debris from entering the river. No state capitol rallies are planned today on the third anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling ending federal abortion rights. Kathy Blazer of Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life says nothing changed here because of the Doe versus Gomez decision where the Minnesota Supreme Court
found a supposed right to abortion in our state constitution. And that decision actually went further than Roe. Because of that decision, we have abortion up to birth. For really no reason at all, women can seek an abortion in Minnesota.
Blazer says that decision also mandated taxpayer funding of abortion in the state. In other headlines, led by a congressional delegation from Minnesota, the U.S. House of Representatives held a moment of silence Monday night for Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Representative Kelly Morrison paid tribute to Hortman, saying,
"She was often the smartest person in the room, but you wouldn't know it because she was so humble. She was a generous friend, a good neighbor, and a mentor to me and to so many others. She saw the dignity in all people and treated everyone with respect."
Meanwhile, Governor Tim Walz says Melissa and Mark Hortman will lie in state Friday in the Capitol. They will be joined by their golden retriever, Gilbert. The public can pay their respects from noon to 5 on Friday. A private funeral for the Hortmans is set for Saturday at 10:30 a.m. and will be live streamed on the Minnesota Department of Public Safety's YouTube channel. This is MNN.